Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Hey. I like that little groove.
Yeah.
Well, it's award season, so of course Octavia Spencer has a new great movie out, and she's telling us all about it. So that's coming up. Mm. Plus, some snitches get stitches, but some get to be vice president. We'll explain that later. But first, we gotta get our LA team up in this. His day.
Oh. What's up, Heidi?
Hello, happy Friday.
Look at the hizzy.
Check out. I like what you did with the place.
Well, Headcrack, Jennifer Lawrence talked to Oprah about her love for reality stars. Did she mention her love for me?
That's a negative. So now we know that Jennifer Lawrence is the ultimate reality show super fan. So it shouldn't surprise her that her dream dinner party would include reality stars. Now, she recently sat down with Oprah for her Hollywood Reporter cover interview, and Oprah asked her which three people she would want to have at a dinner party, living or dead. And here's what she said. Scott Disick from Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, God. Luann de Lesseps from Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, the Countess.
Yep, and yeah. Bethany Frankel.
Oh.
And she went on to say, I'm not proud of that, but that's what comes from my heart.
Oh. So they're her guilty pleasure, basically.
I guess, you know, Scott Disick, I can get, because he's such an interesting cat. Like, you don't really care about what's going on with anyone else other than Scott Disick.
I would have security at my dinner party to get rid of Scott Disick if he showed up. I'd be like, here's his picture. He's not allowed here.
Right. He seems like the type of friend that's going to miss the dinner party and go straight to the club anyway. Right?
Yeah. Right.
But the thing with bothers me, though, Portia, y'all are the number one franchise in the Real Housewives.
That's
true. Like none of y'all.
Well, you know, certain people like certain people.
I see that.
Different strokes for different folks.
Hello.
She may not be my cup of tea.
Okay, I was wondering.
Well, Sarah Paulson has been in a romantic relationship with Miss Holland Taylor, who is 74 years old.
Oh, well, Sarah's 42, right?
Well, Sarah's 42. They've been together for almost 3 years now, and Sarah recently revealed in an interview that she's baffled by how much attention their May-December romance gets. She said she was even warned that her relationship with Holland Taylor may actually hurt her career because of that age difference, which I don't know that you would see in a 42-year-old woman, 74-year-old guy situation. I don't know that would be, but because they're a lesbian couple, all of a sudden it's like, ew, really?
It's definitely interesting.
It's just hard to picture. It's like you got grandma's old scissors, then you got those little kid safe scissors.
Oh my God. But okay, so exactly what we're doing is sort of what she's talking about. She says, my life choices are unconventional. I'm with a much older person, and people find that totally fascinating and odd. And to me, it's the least interesting thing about me. Early on, when people found out I was with Holland, some said, I think you have to be careful. I'm afraid it's going to affect your career negatively. I was like, what? It never occurred to me at all.
Sarah Paulson is one more relationship away from being an archaeologist.
Oh, we're awful people. And Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor, I apologize as one of your sisters. Oh, my God.
All right, you guys, it's time for
What the Fashion Royal Edition.
Well, this week, Queen Elizabeth welcomed several dignitaries to Buckingham Palace. The 91-year-old royal looked her elegant best in a purple dress with a cream and green floral pattern to greet her guests. However, when the High Commissioner of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and his wife arrived at the palace, it was like Her Majesty was looking in a mirror.
Nice to meet you. Oh, dear. In a mirror.
There's a sofa, and she's a throw pillow.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's her aunt and uncle.
No. Meeting Meghan Markle's mother and father.
Flashback Friday! Baby, honey, in the spirit of the holidays, we are going to rewind the clock, honey, to a 1996 classic when Miss Patti LaBelle, y'all, was performing at the White House National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony, and everything went wrong.
Oh, no.
It's Christmas.
People were very messy, but she was saying, where her singers, they showed them little white children in the audience with their lights.
Yeah. She gave her directions in the right key and everything. Yeah.
Where my singers? Where my singers?
Somebody's getting fired this Christmas.
Amazing. Oh, my God. That's my favorite thing we've ever played on Dish Nation.
This is ridiculous.
Well, after Mama June's big weight loss was revealed in her Honey Boo Boo show spinoff, Mama June, From Not to Hot, she has now revealed that she's got her eye on another prize.
If the world thought a size 4 dress was an impossible goal,
damn,
what will they say about a tiara?
If you love me, you'll do this pageant.
Aren't you too old?
You thought Coach Mama June was rough? Wait until you meet Coach Alana.
I've been always on the other side of the pageant world. I don't have any talent.
Now leap. You would never win Miss America with that. Never.
Is she running, like, is it a pageant in a county fair? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
That ain't right.
I just don't understand. I don't understand the show. I don't.
It's just not interesting anymore after you've already seen her reveal her
new
body.
You got the reveal.
Isn't it weird, though? I mean, after Mama June lost all the weight and now she's thin and a size 4 or whatever that is, that she lost some of that character that we were in love with.
That's right.
Because her burping like that, it looks like, no, that's not what ladies do.
Yeah. I'd rather see, like, a reality competition with, like, Sugar Bear, where, like, you know, he's trying to woo women, like, you know, to be, like, the one for him.
Head crack, I am on board 100%. Like, The Bachelor with Sugar Bear?
Oh, my God. I'd watch that. I would watch that.
That's genius.
I'm going to take out my Skull Dip for you because I think you might be the one. So he reaches in his lip and takes out his dip when he thinks it's
Oh, no, this love, he doesn't have to take out his dip. She leaves with his dip.
Okay. That's what it is. He doesn't get flowers. He gets his dip.
Oh, my God. Somebody produced that show.
You dip, we dip.
Well, it turns out our vice president is a snitch.
What?
Yes, Mike Pence. He was a member of the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity at Hanover College. And his former frat brothers revealed that Pence once snitched on the house for having a keg party, which violated the school's strict no alcohol policy.
Oh, that's a big snitch right there, because that's all they do in college.
You can look at him and tell he likes to tell on people. You know, some people just have that face that's just built for snitching.
According to Dan Murphy, the fraternity was into having wild parties and recreating their favorite scenes from the movie Animal House. And Pence was not a particularly hard partier, but oversaw the frat's plans to sneak alcohol into the house and was in charge of taking care of any issues with adults if things went wrong. I guess one night, you know, the brothers found out that the dean was coming over, and they tried to hide all the evidence. So sure enough, ding dong, dean's at the door. Mike Pence greets him and takes him right to the alcohol.
Please tell me he got stitches. He needs to get the hood treatment. I don't care if they were in college. He needs to get the hood treatment for that.
By the way, there's something I don't even understand. I think if I was going to sign up to go to different colleges, a lot of times you apply to more than one. I wouldn't even apply to a dry college. Like, what's the point of that? If you know you want to drink and party, why are you applying to a dry university?
Exactly. Is that the only one he got accepted to?
But then you got the weird people that go to places to learn and only do that.
I went to online school. I was doing what I wanted in my house.
Well, speaking of alcohol, I have the perfect gift for you to sip on eggnog in. Head over to dishnation.com/dishgear to get shirts, mugs, hats, and more. Because guess what?
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 It's tea time!
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it's time for Feel Good Friday. Are y'all ready?
Yes!
We are ready!
body feel good.
Yes, well, Hollywood's leading ladies are inspiring girls in real life, y'all.
That's what's up.
Movie.
So Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lawrence, and Shonda Rhimes were just a few of the women who attended the Hollywood Reporter's Power 100 Women in Entertainment Breakfast this week. Now, Gal Gadot handed out the first ever Wonder Woman scholarship to Loyola Marymount University freshman Carla Arellano. Now, she was at risk for dropping out due to the high tuition and was awarded a full four-year ride to the school.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. Yes.
So nice. Now, Justin Timberlake was one of the few men at the event stepping in for Selena Gomez and handed out $1 million in college scholarships to girls from underrepresented communities in L.A.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
Now, Gary, you have a scholarship fund. How much did you give?
Oh,
I gave out a lot, of substantial amount of money. I think it was up in the thousands of dollars.
Why Brad looking like that?
Because it was like $750.
Spread amongst five people.
It helped a nice young lady, honey, to get some books and stuff for school.
He said thousands. He said 750. That's
well,
a big difference.
Along those lines.
Thousands of pennies. Put together to form dollars.
Yo, I want to give a huge shout out to Dish Nation's cutest fans, man. BB and CC Mitchell. They're this adorable Maltese and Sharky duo, and they watch Dish Nation every night and sent these awesome activity trackers for my six dogs.
What?
Yes, they sent six of these. Well, their mom hosts fundraisers in New York for Yorkie 911 Rescue, and they had some extra ones around. So, you know, my dogs get to stay fit now by tracking their activity. This is awesome. And here's my favorite part of BB and CC's note that they sent. I got to quote them because this is just so amazing. Oh. Oh, my God. They said, keep being the bestest host on Dish Nation, and we will continue to watch you. Y'all heard that? They said, I'm
They sent you that so they can find out where you are.
No.
They're tracking Brad.
They
knew where I was. All they have to do is look up Dish Nation. Anyone can send me gifts if you like. I like Gucci. I like things for my dogs.
Wait a minute, bitch. I like Gucci, too.
Okay. I like Cartier.
You gonna get in on that, Sam?
You have to send me some hair for Portia. Go naked. She got her own hair. But, we love our fans on Dish Nation, and we thank y'all for watching us, and I really appreciate what you guys sent for my dogs.
Just
you're
don't
awesome.
Come up here and
visit. Oh, that's not a tracker for you.
No, you just mad because they ain't seen your black ass nothing.
Send him
some more. Some sweaters, Carl, he keep wearing.
Don't do it. Don't.
The
please.
Vagina sweater. Send him some more labia sweaters.
All right,
I'm sure he will be so excited. Labia sweater.
You better know your parts, honey.
Yeah.
As you know, Southern California has been ravaged by fires this week. So many people have lost property. You know, people's lives, animals' lives have been affected. But the firefighters here in Southern California have done an incredible job putting their lives on the line to protect us. But you know what? It's not always a firefighter who steps in and can help. There's a video that has just gone viral showing that regular people can be heroes, too. Watch this. What are you thinking?
Pretty amazing video. You're not familiar with the wildfires, maybe in your particular area. Maybe you have something like hurricanes that hit the Gulf or the East Coast or tornadoes through the Midwest. It seems like there's always some monster that always makes us feel small and put us back into our place and hurts without discriminating.
Whew, it is the great equalizer, and God bless that guy for saving that little bunny's life.
It looked like he was saving that bunny's life, but he ended up eating that bunny later. It was already pre-cooked.
You were doing so well.
He likes some medium rare.
You were doing medium hair.
Medium hair.
Somebody should fire us. I'm just saying.
Don't go away, because when we come back, our Freund, Andrew Freund, sits down with the cast of The Shape of Water. So stay tuned.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Out. Now it's Friday. Mm-hmm. You have trouble at home, so you want to leave. Movies are out. Hitting theaters this weekend is The Shape of Water, a fairy tale about a mute woman working as a cleaning lady in a government lab whose life has changed forever after she discovers their secret classified experiment. It's already getting Oscar buzz, and we sent the homie Andrew Freund to sit down with the cast.
We need to take it apart, learn how it works.
I don't want an intricate, beautiful thing destroyed.
We can do nothing. I'm sorry. Don't do this, Eliza.
What is she saying?
Don't do this.
Oh, God, it's not even human.
What's something that you were fearful of that now you've come to love, would you say, Octavia?
With regard to the movie?
No, with regards to life. Something you were scared of that now you love.
The unknown. You know, I still have a fear of it, but I've made my peace with it. Mm. There's some things you can't control, and I'm a control freak. What about you, Sal?
All right, but let's talk about the real fish in the room. Is how big of a diva was the fish man? I mean, what was his diva level, would you say?
Well, you have to answer that.
Well, I found him, he would leave his scales, never pick them up. When he was sick, you know, they'd be all over the floor. Mm-hmm. Some crew guys got to pick this up. Mm-hmm. But Doug had to go somewhere and take his front off, go to the bathroom.
What do you think, you know, you've played some intense characters over the years. Do you think people are scared of you? What's one thing that we might not know about? Like, are you home listening to Taylor Swift, dancing around?
I know, what's something nobody would know about me? I'm not scary. I mean, am I scary?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm kind of one of the more goofier human beings. And I have a hard time taking things seriously. But I just barely managed to do it just enough to collect my paycheck and go home.
Talk to me about the cuddliness level of Guillermo del Toro. How cuddly is that man?
He's pretty cuddly.
I'm pretty cuddly, yeah.
What do you make of your cuddliness?
Well, I owe it all to my overweight and virtues. You know, it's better to have a plushy sofa than not plushy sofa, you know?
Were you guys the recipients of a famous hug?
Yeah.
Many hugs. Every day we got a good old hug, at least.
The man don't touch me. Yeah.
No?
That's not true.
Do you want me to give you a hug? Do you just give you a hug?
On camera?
Yeah, let's give you a hug. Let's hug. I'm gonna hug you, Michael Shannon. Let me give him a hug. See? He's such a good sport about this. He loves this right now. He's not letting me go.
This is when he becomes scary.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Happy Friday.
Wow.
Fractured his ankle back in October, which means he's out for the rest of the season. Mm. But while one of his legs heals, he's putting in that work on the other one, and he just shared more of his ink. You have Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, Andy Vander Holyfield, Prince, Obama, Lil Wayne, The Joker, Tupac, Muhammad Ali, Jesse Owens, Bob Marley, and then you have Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue. That's tucked up in there, too.
Mm. Yo, you know, this is busy.
It's a lot.
It is.
And when you look at the Mike Tyson Holyfield one out of context, it looks like they're just hugging and having a great time.
It does.
Having a great man time.
Oh, fella.
Where the women at?
He get enough women. He'll
women
need them hoes on his leg, too.
Yeah. I mean, where's Dorothy Dandridge? No, where is she?
Lena Horne.
Inspire him.
Y'all don't do that. He got his idols on his leg.
Lena Horne, Diana Ross, where are we? What do I represent?
I question some of the placement on some of these tattoos, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, Martin Luther King should be on his knee.
Why?
Knee at last.
Knee at last.
No head.
How long did you take this whole segment to think about that one? I think you did.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
You didn't. You reached for that.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.